भद्रं कर्णे पश्यन्यामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनूभिः यशेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति न पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तारक्षो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
Maybe I'll start with verse 8, even though we did it, it leads into verse 9, so I don't want to just start with 9. So chapter 4, the Alata Shanti, verse 8. Swabhave namrito yasya, swabhave namrito yasya, dharmo kacchati marityatam. Dharmo gacchati marityatam kritike namritas tasya kritike namritas tasya katam syasyati nischala katam stasyati nischalaha subhavena amritaha yasya dharmaha gacchati marityatam kritikena amritaha tasya katam stasyati nischalaha. Remember, this is a kind of a discussion between the Dvaitavadins, those who have a philosophical acceptance of Dvaita, the Dvaitins, dualists, versus the Advaitins. So this is a critique right now of the Dvaitins that we've been spending some verses on, you know, a long time ago, last month. So this is the statement here. For somebody, for a Dvaitin, like the Sankhya, for instance, the Sankhyas, the Vaisheshikas, for a Dvaitin, for someone who, a being who is amrita, they call a being like a jiva, a being or the atma, some reality, some dharma, a dharma, for whom a dharma, so we're talking about the atma really, for whom a dharma, which is amrita, immortal by nature, not free of death, free of time by nature. So for such a being who is free of death, free of time, amrita, swabhava, by their very swabhava, by their very nature, for whom that entity, goes to death, gacchati marchitam. So such a person who by its very swabhava, by its very nature, is free of death, amrita. For that person, if they say that such a being then goes to death, right, transforms, takes on death, goes to death, then he says, tasya, for such a person, for that person, how can that dharma, how can that entity, stasyati, remain nischala? How can it remain without movement? How can it remain free of time? How can it remain free of change? How can that dharma, which you say is amrita, free of death, how can it then become nischala, remain nischala, free of any type of motion? Why? Because kritikena, it's being produced, something's happening, right? It's becoming an effect. So if something that you say is immortal and free of time, free of change by its very nature, now you're saying that now becomes something that is mortal. Then how can that be possible? How can what by its very swabhava is free of time, how can that change, how can it continue remaining free of time and at the same time become mortal? How is that possible? How can at the same time it become an effect? So it's like saying, how can a cause, which you say is ajam, a cause which is birthless and changeless, How can you say that that cause becomes mortal, becomes an effect, right? That cause which is free of time and is changeless, that cause changes into an effect. How can it do both? How can it remain immortal, free from time, birthless, changeless, and at the same time become an effect? How can that happen? And so he's used here the word svabhava. If it, by its very svabhava, by its very nature, it's amrita. It's free of death by its very nature. So then the question is, since somebody is saying that this can happen, we have to kind of analyze what we mean by the word svabhava, by the word nature itself. What does that mean? So this is going to be the next, the verse that we're going into now. So, sam siddhiki svabhaviki sahaja akritachaya sahaja akritachaya prakriti seti vigneya prakriti seti vigneya svabhavam najahatiya svabhavam najahatiya sam siddhiki svabhaviki sahaja akrita chaya prakritihi seti prakritihi sa iti vigneya svabhavam najahatiya. Okay. Avshankara introduces this verse. He says, even in the prakriti, the nature, worldly nature, the nature that is mitya, the nature of things that we experience within duality in this world itself, even in this world itself, the nature does not undergo a change. What is the svabhava of something? It doesn't undergo a change. And so he's dealing with different types and different types of svabhava to make this point. And so he has the word for nature, svabhava, is prakriti. Prakriti here is being used as the word nature, so as meaning the svabhava, the nature of something, is the prakriti. So he says there are different types of prakriti. So let's look at one is sam siddhiki. Sam siddhiki is a siddhi, a nature that is actually a siddhi that is accomplished by yogis. For instance, if yogis do a lot of upasana and they do a lot of different types of meditation and different types of tapas, they can actually, as Swamiji says, as the Puranas and different the itihasas, the Ramayana and the Mahabharata, they talk about all of these things, that we don't actually see these things happening now, but it's part of the culture. That different yogis through a lot of tapas, upasana, different meditations can achieve siddhis, like becoming big, very large, or becoming very small, you know, being able to travel, shape shift, move to different spaces. All of these type of things are accepted within the tradition, and they write about them in like the Puranas and the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. So these things that are well known, that yogis through a tremendous amount of tapas can actually accomplish this, these things. But it says that when a yogi, through all of this tapas, does acquire these siddhis, once those siddhis are acquired, they're never lost. So that siddhi becomes something permanent. The nature has changed. It's a permanent addition to the nature. It's